Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, May 7th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. First up today is HomePod, likely getting calendar support soon. Believe it or not, Siri on HomePod currently can't tell you about calendar events or create new entries despite being a premier feature for Siri on iPhone. 9 to 5 Mac's Guy Rambo discovered references in iOS 11.4 Beta 3, including in the HomePod setup screen when initially pairing, that shows the calendar icon, which suggests calendar support soon. Asking Siri about events will work just like reminders, notes, and messages. You'll need to first give permission, then HomePod will only work with calendar when your iPhone is on the same Wi-Fi network. But it's good to see HomePod should work with calendar by the end of this month or early next month, especially since Amazon Echo has worked with iCloud calendars since a few days before HomePod was ever even announced. And Apple is enforcing new App Store rules starting in July that will require app updates to work with iOS 11 and support the iPhone X screen size. Apple has already started enforcing this rule for new apps being submitted, but starting in a few weeks, all existing apps will need to meet those requirements before submitting any app update through the App Store. A handful of Apple's apps, including Beats Pill Plus and Music Memos, still don't meet this requirement, as well as some major third-party apps like Google's Inbox. And for Apple TV 4K users, the video streaming app Vudu now supports 4K HDR video playback, including Disney and Pixar films, including Star Wars and Marvel movies, that are not available to purchase in 4K quality on iTunes. Hopefully the move is a sign that iTunes will soon support 4K Disney titles, but it's possible the holdup is Apple's decision to upgrade HD content to UHD at no extra charge for Apple TV 4K streams. And let's check in with Bradley Chambers on this week's Making the Grade column.
So my article this week for Making the Grade was looking at case strategy for iPad deployments. And you know, the trend when the iPad first came out was to get those big, heavy-duty Griffin Survivor cases because you could, you know, drop them out of a window. You could run over them with a car. If you search YouTube, you can find those old videos, and they're just expensive. And you know, these can be $40, $50, $60. And these were popular back when the iPad started at $499. So as the iPad has gotten down to $299 for schools, the thought of dropping $50 additional on a case. It is a decent amount of money. Again, we kind of look at the same process with AppleCare. And, you know, if you buy a $300 iPad, then you add on AppleCare at $79 and a $50 case, then maybe you buy the new upcoming crayon from Logitech, you end up having, you know, as much in accessories and warranties as you do the actual iPad. So my advice for schools is to get the cheapest case they can get. I like the ones that look like Apple's Smart Case, that they have a back plate to protect it, and then they have a kind of a cover for the front. And I found that that really works well enough. And I think where a lot of schools make the mistake is they are so concerned about iPads being broken that they go on the other end and, you know, get these big insurance plans, get these heavy-duty cases, and then they talk that up. They say, gosh, you know, you break this iPad, we'll have it replaced in a day. We have the cases so strong you can drop it out of a moving car and it'll survive. And we really take the opposite approach at our school. Is we talk about how much they cost and that they are made of glass. And if you drop them, they'll shatter. And so we kind of, you know, encourage students, hey, take care of them, please, because these are not cheap. So I have a link in my article for the current one I'm buying. It's a JetTech case. It's $7. It really works well. For our last deployment 2 years ago, I found one. It was a similar one on sale for $3. I mean, I had to place like four different transactions because Amazon only lets you buy 30 of them at a time. And again, I'm sure the reseller was like, why is this person buying all my cases? But again, I'm trying to not spend $30, $40, $50 extra per iPad because it's just going to add up over time. So that's my case strategy. Again, find the cheapest you can buy that the kind of, you know, encases it completely. And that's my advice. So have a good week, everybody.
Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5mac Daily in Apple Podcasts or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.